Late. Kum Lenin Ablat Gemara. We are up to, who will help us out? We're up to Mem Aleph. Perfect. We're up to Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. We're up to the two dots. So we said before, we're concentrating on the Pasuk, on Yom Kippur, where the Pasuk says, okay, we're going on a pasuk where it says that you should do. It says like this: the osel lepar. I'm just reading the pasuk by heart. You should do to the bull kasher osel lepar chatas. Just like we're talking here about a par hel and dovish tzibur, a community committed an avera, but unknowingly they followed the bezin and turned out to be the bezin made a mistake. So they have to bring a carbon. The osel lepar. You should do to this carbon kasher osel lepar chatas. You should do to this carbon hel and dovish tzibur just like you did to the par koyin of Mashiach. When a koyin, anointed koyin, doesn't have it, he has to bring carbon as well. Ken yasaloi. So again, you should do that, and so on. Now, you said that this par, the first one, is talking about par helmet zibur. Since the whole pasuk is, the whole parsha is talking about par helmet zibur, why does it say again, also la par? We're talking about that. What do you have to learn new things for? Right? Everything is mentioned. Freddy Gemara la par is there. Par helmet zibur, hobbit zibur gufik zibur. We're talking about that. We are talking about the par helmet zibur. We just started by the two dots. We're talking about it. So why do you have to learn more things? I'm going to pop you know why? We do need to learn more things. Bishum, the boy agmure, we want to learn another din that a pad helim dover shel tibur. What do you do with the yesedis, the diaphragm, the shtei kleis, and the kidneys? You have to put it on mizbeach. Normally, you just put the fats. Here, we have other additional things you got to put on mizbeach, and we need to know, and so what? Since we need to use this helim dover tibur to teach you regarding chatas of avodah zarah, what do you do with it with the diaphragm and the kidneys? Lesida v'chavim. And upad helmdov shetzibur gufi l'ksiv. The problem is, it doesn't say anywhere regarding a pad helmdov shetzibur what you do with it. We only learn that from a hekesh, and we have a rule: something that you learn from a hekesh is not strong enough to teach you new things from a hekesh. So how are we going to learn regarding the goat from avodah zarah what you do with the diaphragm and the kidneys? L'ksiv behekesh asi hekesh itzir. Therefore, we need the extra word lepar. Lemevik commanded kosher baby gufi, because it says a second time lepar that we're comparing Par Helen Dovah Shetzibur to Par Koyim Mashiach. It's as if it's written right here in the Pasuk. It's no longer said a Hekesh already, because the Torah writes these extra words as if it's written Mefedish in the Pasuk regarding Helen Dovah Shetzibur. The Loy Lehevi Dovah Lama Hekesh, the Choyzim Lama Hekesh. It should no longer be considered something you learn Hekesh, you're teaching Hekesh. Tanya, we learned like Rapop, we learned like him, who says this Pshat, that what it says. But also, that's the reason why we learn par helmdov shetzibur, to put it in as if it's written in the pasuk. It says, but also the pasuk you should do to the par kasher also like you did to the other par. Matam b'leim le par. We're talking about helmdov shetzibur. Why you have to mention it? Could have just said, but also kasher also le par. We would know do to this par helmdov shetzibur as if like you did in the Mashiach. Why have to add the word le par helmdov shetzibur? Because it says in another pasuk in Shlach, the heim hate the U.S. carbon, and they brought their carbon ishal Hashem. The chatosam, and it says over there, the chatosam lifne Hashem. They brought their chatas. What chatas are they talking about? This seide avayichav, the goats of Eidazara. And then the pasuk says, al shko gosam, on top of their shaygig. So shaygig is helim dovish al tzibur. So we are comparing avodah zarah to helim dovish al tzibur to teach you a number of dinim, which dinim, for example, the diaphragm and the kidneys. Pad helim dovish al tzibur chatosam as gogosam. Omna Torah says chatosam, that your sin harei lechok is gogosam, that your chatos for avodah zarah is just like your shaygig by helim dovish al tzibur. Shogosam heichelamet. How do you know by helim dovish al tzibur what you do with the kidneys and diaphragm? Loi behekesha lechayda. You learn that from a hekesh from parkoy mashiach, and we have a rule v'chidov. But alam behekish, when it comes to kachim, choyzum alam behekish. Tamalem lepar. That's why it says lepar. That's has the extra word. You should do to the par helm of shetibur. Even though we're talking about it as if par helm of shetibur lepar to the par kol mashiach, as if it's written in the pasuk itself. Mefudish in the long said the hekish. Amama, you just said that. Where do we learn out that we compare? We equate par of Helen Dovash Tzibur and Seir Avay Dezorah from the Pasuk in Shlach, where it says Chatosam Elu Seir Avay Zgechavim, and then Al Shgogosam is Helen Dovash Tzibur, and we learn one from another. Why? Let's learn from the very Pasuk of Asul Park, Asul Park. Because before we said the first part is Par Helen Dovash Tzibur, the second part is Par Koy Mashiach. So you're learning the diaphragm of kidneys from Par Koy Mashiach, and the next one says Hachatos, and we learned yesterday that Hachatos is referring to Seir Avay Zgechavim. So the Chayda, or 2 days ago, so Chayda, if it's Seir Avay Zgechavim, we know that already. So why do you have to lose another Pasuk? Tepeg le mikra kama. Why don't you learn from the first pasuk? Dama, ma you learn before hachatas le rabbi siv v'chavim. When it says in the pasuk in Vayikra over there, you should do to the par. Kasher also the par hachatas. It's talking about the seed of avodah zarah. So it's ready. They're ready. Amar Papa, no. If we only had the first pasuk where we equate hell and over the tzibur to kai mashiach, and then we have a chata siv v'chavim, I would have thought it's limited to what itzer sad. I would have thought hani mili hazoy zinguvi. Only things which are recorded there in the psukim regarding hell and over the tzibur openly, which is about how many sprays to make. Avol yosed is v'shteklai is likes even b'gufi. But when it comes to the diaphragm and the kidneys, which is not written in the pasuk, we only learn from hekish. Emaloy, maybe you don't even learn from the kamashalon. If we use another pasuk where it says you learn hel and dover shatzibah from over and above what I told you before, there's more things you learn hel and dover. You learn seidi avad chavim hel and shatzibah. And what is that? Obviously, the kidneys and diaphragm.
We thought this must have been the specialty of Rav Popper. That the last two amudim is only Rav Popper and nobody else.
Yeah, he mixes a lot in. Some people enjoy kachim. And it goes on. I don't understand. But Tana, you're saying, you said 2 days ago that, but what are we learning only regarding S and Dam and Tvila? That's, those are the three dinim. We're learning, you know, that if you have a boil on your finger, and that we want the blood to be enough blood in the keli that you could dip your finger in, and you should not dip your finger in, and not smear from the walls. But Hatana didn't. With the Tana says clearly, the second brayse where it says Torah Bishmol, it says Par Yom HaKippurim Lechol Masha Omar. It says there that everything we learn out, not just those three dinim of Ez and Dam and Tefillah, all the dinim we learn out from there. Says the Gemara that we can come at Tanoi. It's actually a machlekes Tanoi. There's Tana Dvei Rav Marbi Hachi Tana Dvei Rav that and then learns one way that only those three things Ez, Dam and Tefillah and Tana Rabbi Shmuel Loi Marbi Hachi. Who's Tanu Rebbe Shmuel? It's an interesting Rashi here. Who's Tanu Rebbe Rab and who's Tanu Rebbe Shmuel? Because throughout Shas we have their names. So Rashi tells us as follows. The last wide line, top line, fourth line from the top. Tanu Rebbe Rab Mar Bihachi. Kol Tanu Rabbanon. Every Tanu Rabbanon in Shas called it Tanu Rebbe Rab. We refer to it as Tanu Rebbe Rab. Ahi Masnisi Kamaisel and Marbilo, the first Braisa you brought down, only learns Le'es and Damat Fila. The kuva nafkale mechuka, and then how do you know the other things has to be? It's not repeated. It's only we ask why is it repeated. All the other things you don't have to repeat because you learn from chuka or Rabbi Yehuda. Or from Rabbi Yehuda, you learn from im kilo kapel if he did everything. But what do you learn out extra from that you're comparing the two is only regarding these three dinim. That's Tana Dvei Rav. So Rashi says every braisa is called Tana Dvei Rav. The yeshiva Rav is not then a person.
Tana Rabbanon means.
Tanu Rabbanon is a brayse. Tanu Dvei Rav. When it says Tanu Dvei Rav, we have been plenty of times. It means a brayse, tanoim. Doesn't necessarily mean Rav.
Doesn't mean Rav is Rav.
That's right. Person, yeah. That's right. But then he says here, who is Tanu Rabbi Shmuel? This is interesting. Hach Tanu Brayse, the second brayse says that you learn everything. The fact that it repeats it twice. You learn everything from there, not just the S and Dam. The Omar, the Kol HaOmer B'inyan, Masnisin the Rabbi Shmoli. That's regarding that. That's the Rabbi Shmoli. Who's that? Shenishnis v'nizdra bebeis v'drosh Rabbi Shmol in Rabbi Shmol's beis hamedish, who was one of, in his beis hamedish. They sat and learned. V'sidra bo tanoim harba. There were many tanoim in his yeshiva organizing braises. K'moishe sidra b'chiv Rabbeisha by Rabbi. So he, a couple of generations before.
Yeah, exactly. He's working.
So, yes, Rabbi Shmol was a Rebbe of Rabbi Meir.
Oh, okay, right.
Like Gemara that some the Gemara and Saiter. Sorry?
It's like a Chavar of Rabbi Akiva.
That's right.
So it's first generation Tanoim.
Yeah, so he already had braises. That's not first, not first.
Three middle Tanoim.
So it's interesting. So they already had braises and they organized it and they had and he said right here, just like Rabbi Chira Boishe by Rabbi.
So they're probably organizing to some say, but not necessarily wrote it.
He couldn't write it. Yeah. But so that means Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, he cannot ask a question from Tanu Rabbi Shmuel to Rabbi Shmuel himself.
Because it's not him.
It's not him. It's the yeshiva, and they sat there and organized braises. Like
so
Rabbi.
That was Lavdafka, it was even in his
presence.
Life.
The Pasha was, his yeshiva is probably still his. I don't know. Tell you what, right? So Tanu Rabbi Shmuel learns everything from the fact we compare Helam Dover to the fact that they said twice that to tell you everything is ma'akiv. We don't learn from chukah and all that. And Tanu Rabbi Shmuel holds no, only three things. Tell you what, right? Why does it say? Why taka? does it say that delineate this din about the diaphragm and the kidneys, what to do when it comes to Parkai Mashiach? Does not tell what to do, but Pat Halosh Tzibur. Why not? Tells what to do with the parts of the animal. What do you have to learn from Hekesh? Moshe Lemelech Basudam. It's an example, an analogy to a king. Shizom al Oeva. He was very upset, very angry with a friend of his, a close friend of his. So even though he's angry, he doesn't want to go overboard. Umiyet Biser Chaynoi. He therefore he shortens. He keeps his words very brief in how he admonishes him. Because he loves him. Since the Pad Helen Dovash Atzibah belongs to Klal Yisrael, and he loved Klal Yisrael, so therefore he doesn't want to talk too much detail about the carbon, so he leaves a whole bunch of things out, and you have to learn it behind the scenes from, you know, covertly from Hekish. Okay, but Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, since you're learning everything from Pad Helen, from Kohen Mashiach, let me ask you, why does it say by the Kohen Mashiach it says Paroich is Hakodesh b'Par Kohen Mashiach, and v'lo nemar b'Par Kohen Sibur doesn't say Paroich the Kodesh, it says Paroiches. Why do they add the word Kodesh, holy, when it comes to Par Kohen Mashiach? Again, the same idea, but the flip side. Moshel Mavazlam Shesorchel of Medina, the people rebelled. Im miyuta sorchef, only a few people rebelled. P'mal Yisraelim iskayemis, and the king is not in any way being threatened, so he can handle it. That means his immediate council are all with him. But im ruba sorche, but the majority of the people are rebelling or upset, then ain't p'mal Yisraelim iskayemis. Then suddenly his advisors and council also are not strong. Everything falls apart, and he doesn't feel that same confidence. Therefore, he doesn't feel Kodesh. By the Kohen Mashiach, one person did an Aveda. Okay, he still calls it Kodesh. I got my people. But when the people, this is Klal Yisrael, did an Aveda, then the Eibishter doesn't feel anymore that secure and confident and doesn't call it Kodesh.
Interesting. Numbers, he can unseat the Prime Minister.
But not the tyrants. Leficha, therefore, Im Nos, and look at what happened in Venezuela, my home country. Read the news. Leficha, therefore, Im Nosan Kulan Kitikunan. So our Mishnah says this. The Mishnah starts off that a normal carbon, b'di'evit, you only did one that's good enough, one sprinkle out of four is good enough. Therefore, if you had pigul in the first one, I don't care what you had in other thoughts, it's pigul. But when it comes to carbon chatzos, pnimis, you need to spray all four. So if you had pigul in some of them, and some of them they're spraying in, I don't know, four, it's not pigul. Why? Because you can't have pigul, but chatzi matir. Only, what's the matir of a carbon? Sprinkling the blood. You need to have this bad thought of pigul throughout the entire matir. Not if you did it. So the Mishnah says, im nosen kulikun. If you did three properly and one you didn't do properly, it's not pigul, because you need the full matir. Tanan Hassan, we learned over there in the Mishnah later on in the Menachas, pigul be kaimitz. Now in the Mincha, there's two parts. There's the kaimitz, you got to take the three fingers apart, all that goes in the bech, and then you do the levain as well. You got to remove the incense. What happens if pigul be, and both together amate this Mincha, the rest of it? Now, what happened? Pigul be kaimitz v'lei b'levaina. You had a bad thought of pigul only by the kmitza and not by the levaina. Or b'levaina when you did the haktar levaina v'lei b'kaimitz, not by the kmitza. Rameir, I'm a pigul. It's still pigul. V'chayavin all of karis, and if somebody eats it, they'll get karis. However, chachamim ain't by karis. There's no karis here. You know why? Actually, yifagul b'chola matim. That might be possible, but the rule is it's not pigul unless the entire operation or the whatever it requires to be matted it. You had these bad thoughts, and since there are two parts to it, kaimitz. Taking the three fingers, scooping the three fingers, and the levana, and you didn't have a mind by both. There's no doesn't matter. However, Amar Shimon Lakish, don't learn pshat the way I just told you. Don't think that Meir holds that in principle a chatzi mat is enough to be a fagel. You know what the pshat Meir will tell you? It depends what your first thought is and your second thought. We're learning pshat right now is that all your other thoughts are merely no thought. So if the first thought is pigul, we'll assume that everything else you do later on is a continuation of your first thought. So therefore, that Meir holds the entire thing is pigul. And that's what Meir is talking about here. I don't care which of the first thought came into Levine, whichever is the first activity, if that was pigul and the next one you had nothing in mind, then the din is that it's pigul. But if you the other way around, the first one you had the right thing in mind and the second one you had the wrong thing in mind, even on Meir's mind, there's no pigul there because there's no pigul by chatzi mate. That's what he wants to say. Says he... There's an important Rashi here, so I think you should learn, just so you should remember this. This is the Rashi here. Rashi, right parallel to the Gemara, which says, Kigoyin Shinosan as Hakaimitz b'machshava. You see it? Very important Rashi in all these Gemaras. And you go down 7-8 lines. You see the last three lines, V'chol, with a little circle next to the word V'chol. You see it? Says Rashi, V'chol machshava de kachim. Whenever it talks about kachim, that you had a thought, Moitzi bepehu. thoughts are meaningless. You must say the words. That's the rule. That's all I want you to know. So we discussed this once before. This is the Makor. Rashi says it clearly that whenever it says I thought, you had to say. Tosfos in the very first Tosfos in the long Tosfos in the Masechta says, I have a discussion, a debate, whether you actually have to say or thought is good enough. We had a Rashi Baba Kama, which Rav Kiva doesn't bring down, but I remember Rashi Baba Kama, him and Alf Oza says, by Pigal, Chosha ve'omar. So Rashi Lashitosa, you gotta say. By Bittel and Chametz, Rashi says, it says in part, Bittel ba'al masagi, ve'machshav ve'asagi, Rashi says, ve'omar. He always says ve'omar, you gotta say. Gotta say. Thought alone is meaningless.
It's interesting, at the end of Rashi.
But that's back to what I just explained to you.
So he brings that Lepoli didn't make pigle, but he messed up the carbon. It's possible. That,
yeah. Now there's two ways of understanding why you have to say it. Either you have to say it so we should to reveal to us what your thoughts are, or the saying itself is what makes it happen. What's the role of the saying? But Rashi clearly says you have to say.
If it was only in thought, then the coin is the one who has to come aside.
So hey, he's the only one who can possibly know.
He's a frumma yid, and he doesn't want to do tshuva. So you're right there. I'm going to shemalok is like tamer. Don't tell me the pshat. The tamer that made himself a fagul has a matter. Not even half a matter. If fagul, no. Elokim my scheme. Don't make his nose. Like kaimit machshav. Valavoyne b'shtika. The kaimit was first, and you had the wrong thought. And the second activity, elavoyne, you had no thought. Because somebody holds not because you're mafagul a half a matter. It says if you're mafagul the full matter, he holds kol ha'itzah. That's a shayna waiter. He's following the first thought. Mimai. How do I know? Midiktani, it's mefesh in our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say? It says in our Mishnah, Lefichach im nosen kulan kitikunan. If you did all the sprinkles the way you're supposed to, and we're learning tikunan means properly, no, nothing wrong with it. And the achash tikunan, the last one you did wrong, pasul. But aim but cut us. Why? Because it's not pigul. Sounds to me, it would be the other way around. If the first thought you did was pigul, and the rest you had no thought in mind, then it would be pigul, and you would get cut us. Ai chatzim mater. It can't be the Chachamim because they hold never. So it must be Rameir. But it's Chatzim Matzah. Must be Rameir holds it. Depends what your first thought is and everything else follows along. But you medayik if the first one was not properly. Most Pigul. Bechula Kitikun. That's where properly Pigul is Pigul. Mani. So who it is Pigul even though you only did one bad thought but it's the first one. Ilei Merabbanon Ha'am Merabbanon say we don't care what first. Rabban hold Eim Mefagim Chatzim Matzah. End of story. I don't care which is first. Must be Rameir. Now the E time Rameir if you understood Rameir by Kaimit Salavon the reason is because he hold Yom Mefagim Chatzim Matzah. What do I care which is the first which is the second? B'shun Mefagim Chatzim Matzah. I feel like it's turning on me. So even if it was the last thought Pigul it should be Pigul. Lab Mishum Dixon must be that only the first thought was Pigul is a Pigul. He holds Kol Ha'isa Al Das Shaino Ha'isa just continuation of the Das Shaino. I disagree with you. I hold that the mayor holds chatzi matzis. You look totally wrong. Pshat the Mishnah. You thought kitikuna means you did it right with no bad thoughts in it, and like kitikuna means you had pigul. I'm learning just the other way around. Kitikuna means you did the pigul the right way. The first three sprinkles, you did the pigul the right way, and the fourth one, you did not do pigul the right way. It's not pigul. And these are the first thoughts, and yet it's not pigul. And that's the chiddush. Even though for three thoughts you thought pigul, and the last one you didn't, it doesn't matter. It's no pigul.
And you don't say basur shonis.
No, there's no such thing. Rav Meir holds chatzi matir is also mefagul. So Rav Meir is not the author of our Mishnah. The author of our Mishnah is Chachamim. And you misunderstood. You thought that the last one, like tikkunim, means pigul. No, kitikunim means pigul. You did the pigul the right way. The first three thoughts you thought about pigul, and the on my kitikunim the pigul. You did it right with pigul. It says in the Mishnah, Leficha, therefore, Im Nosan. It says, if you did Kulan Kitikun, you did all them the right way, and you're learning it means Pigul. The Achash Alech Tikun and one the wrong way, which means it wasn't Pigul. Postle the Embakaris, Miklal the Tikna. So it seems from here that because you did it the right way, Lechshedos says, coming to be Matin, not to be Machmir. Omar Rava says, you know what it means that the last one, Shalok Kitikun? You're right. Kitikunda means you're mefagel, I understand that. To say that loy kitikunda means you had a kosher thought in mind, loy kitikunda sounds like a double negative. So he obviously no. Loy kitikunda means he had, instead of chutzl zman, he had a mind chutzl mekaymei. And the reason why it's not pigul is because ein mefagel mechatzimata. Rav Ashi says... No. Rav Ashi says, learn loy kitikunda means... Rav Ashi Yomar, shaloy lishmoy. You know what it means? That if you did not do it, you had a mind, for example, a chattas, we learned before that a chattas, if you had the wrong carbon in mind, but the same idea. Loi kitikuna means not pigul. Kitikuna, I agree with the people who are Agnes Lakish. Kitikuna means you had a mind, you did pigul the right way. And that's why, even though you did three mamish pigel, but the fourth one you did not have mind pigel, it's not pigel, because you're not mafagel chatzimata. Not, but what do you mean loikitikuni, the last one? So either you said loikitikuni means chutzum mekayim. No, not the same way as the other one. Still a bad thought, loikitikuni, but not the same way as the other one. This is shalai mekayim. Or shaloikitikuni means shalai lishmai. Mechlal, the chilai avid lechutzum mekayim lemishmai mechayim. So, faket. So, the shalakish then pounces. So, what are you saying? But if Itaka would have had a thought, stam, the first three thoughts are pigle. The last one was stam. What would it be? Itaka be pigle. Why is a chatzim matzah? Must be tzameh, and I'm right, because the first thoughts were pigul. So it's still proving my point. But you know what? If he wouldn't have had such a wrong thought, but he just had a stam, no thought at all, mechai bichai, pigul. Why is he chai? It's only three out of four. Must be because of the first three. Because adas ha-shayna. No, I'm right. The main holds, adas ha-shayna. Says, you want to know. I did the ton of reisha pigul. V'chayov in all of karis. Ton of say, posel in karis. Since the Reisha says pigul, and Yechayiv Kares, since you're right, you didn't have to mention Chutzal Mekayme in the last, the last one. But because, and makes no difference, you know, which order. According to Chachamim, I don't care which order is, it's never good. Why do we learn it this way? Because in the Reisha, when it talks about a normal Chattas, and it says over there that if the first one was done like pigul, I don't care if what happens to the rest of them, it's mamish pigul. Or if the first one was done properly, I don't care what you do with the rest of them, it doesn't matter, because if the first one is the only one that counts. So therefore we draw a contrast, we say the same thing, three in one. But it really makes no difference. I did Tony Reisha Pigel, the Chayov, and the say if the apostle may be Kodesh. But really, we don't have to do that, because as long as you don't have a mind all four, it's not Kodesh. Mesa, that's the question. We'll stop here, Slaz and Nguyen. See you tomorrow, Mitzvah. Please come.